This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody believes that Epstein didn't kill himself.
And Mark doesn't either. Or does. I'm not sure.
So we've got a question on the line here. Vern in Louisiana. He's actually still on the line. We'll bring him back on
Vern.
Here in just a moment. And he was asking a more general question because, you know, and as I said at the beginning of the first 2 hours of the show that we spent talking about Bitcoin Cash and potential schism this weekend coming up on Sunday and what all that means, and if you missed that discussion, you can go to freekeen.com and read the story. When you just read the thing straight through, it might not take more than 10 minutes, but it took us right. 2 hours to discuss it. And so, you know, I don't want to scare people away from Bitcoin. And some people will say, well, why are you talking about this then? Because it is complicated. It is annoying.
Also, no one else will.
There's plenty of people in the crypto universe that are talking about it.
How many of them are on nationally syndicated radio?
None of them.
Okay. Nobody in competition with us will. Nobody who has the microphone.
In cooperation with
no one who has the microphone that we do. I mean, there's lots of great podcasts out there, but you've got to go get a podcast. Whereas a radio show goes to people's cars while they're driving along, and in some cases, their homes.
That's right. Well, Vern,
speaking of which, be sure to tune in to Nobody Tells the Truth tomorrow night at 10:30.
That is only available on DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM, our video streaming platforms.
It's
so
true.
Vernon had a question. I'm going to bring him back on because I don't want to, you know, misrecap or recall his question. But essentially, hey, this is all really complicated. How do I use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin to just, you know, pay my bills or use it like a debit card? Was that essentially your question, Vernon?
Well, in the stability, like I'd like to have it as stable as my bank account. If I put money into Bitcoin, I'd like to know that, like, just like my bank account, minus, you know, the IRS or whatever, taking it away. I want to make sure that my money is going to be safe. I understand that it'll go up and down in value, but then I also want to be able to use it as freely as I can my debit card, like a Visa or a MasterCard.
I would go with a gold-backed cryptocurrency.
Do they exist?
Yeah, there's a number of them.
Okay. What I would do is I would get, I would buy Bitcoin Cash and I would stock an account at save@purse.com. And then you can buy the things that you buy on Amazon at a discount. Is it as easy to buy it at Amazon? No. But there is an instructional video and it is not terribly difficult because I did it.
More than once.
And
maybe dozens, if not hundreds of times.
I haven't done a dozen times.
If you turn your money into bowling balls, it will be very stable in value over time.
Well, that isn't the issue.
Not terribly liquid.
I think that's something that needs to be addressed here. So you're talking about a way to get a discount on products. And
yes, but he's talking about using the currency.
Yeah, and that's a way to do it.
It's a great way to use it.
It's not as easy as swiping a card, right? You're talking about you have to jump through a couple.
Sure, but
hoops.
You get a 20% discount.
Right. So, yeah, of course, you got to do a little bit of work to get the 20% discount, right?
Yeah, but it's a little bit of work.
Yeah, it's not that much. You know, you put an Amazon product over at saveatpurse.com, and then you go through the process of ordering it. It's not that hard.
The question
but you
is,
do still have to acquire the crypto first.
Can you set up a circular trade like that? Is there something that you can buy on Amazon?
He's asking how to make it easy, not how to make it hard, Rich.
Well, how to make it profitable over time makes it easy. It's always easier when somebody's paying.
He didn't ask how to make it profitable. He asked how to make it easy.
He just wants to spend his money. But, I mean, what you're talking about, Nobody, is the idea of using Purse to sell products. And our co-host on Friday nights, Chris Wade, actually does that. He buys inventory for his store online at Purse, saveatpurse.com, saves like 20% and then marks it up to whatever he normally marks it up to. So he actually gets a better price on his inventory.
It's brilliant.
There are some people who do that. Like
That's the right circular trade.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Yeah,
so, but other businesses can do the same thing. So like, let's say that you've got a restaurant. You need to buy paper towels or something for the bathroom. Well, you might be able to get, I don't know if it's true, but if Amazon sells those things and you can knock 20% off the retail price, that may be better than what you were paying your wholesaler, Cisco, or whoever, to deliver that stuff to you, right? So there are some interesting opportunities with that particular marketplace. But, Vernon, to answer your question specifically about debit cards, they actually do have crypto, what they call crypto-fueled debit cards. So I actually have two of these in my wallet right now. One of them is from a company called Crypto.com, and the other is from a company called Uphold.com. Neither of these are advertisers. I got these cards just specifically to try it out, see how they worked, so I could be able to talk about them. Crypto.com I've had for almost a year. I started that in December of 2019, and it's been pretty good so far. They give you a crypto back, so whenever you swipe the card at retail, if it's a $100 purchase, you get 2% back in a crypto token. Basically,
is it Uphold that powers the wallets on the
Brave browser?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a wallet with them too.
Yes. So if you already have an Uphold.com account, which is sort of a Coinbase competitor, it's a centralized repository. They hold your coins, so it's not like we were saying earlier. If you don't have your keys, you don't have your coins. So you're letting this other company do this for you. But that's how you have a debit card, is that they've got your coins. Mm-hmm. And the neat thing about
that's true of a bank too.
Exactly
right.
They've
got your money, they've got your money.
Yep, and they'll do what the government says.
And they might not give it back.
Correct. But if you want to have a debit card, you got to have some sort of place to put your money in, and you can't control that, right? Mm-hmm. So the Uphold card is interesting because it's one of the only cards on the planet, that and the new Coinbase one, because Coinbase just finally came out with another card again after having taken 2 years off or whatever. They had one previously, and then they stopped, and now they've got one again.
Nice.
But Uphold and Coinbase are the only two that I know of where you can actually hold your crypto without having to convert it to dollars. So most of these debit cards that are crypto-backed means that you have, you have your Bitcoin, you have to then convert the Bitcoin into a dollar balance to load the card with a dollar balance. Meaning that whenever you spend on the card, you're just spending out of the dollar balance of the card that you originally put crypto in to get the dollar balance. Does that make sense, Vernon?
Yeah, sure.
I'm asking Vernon.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So maybe you can briefly summarize how would I get, if I wanted to do this, I've never done this before, I don't know anything about this, and I just want to take, let's say I wanted to put $100 into a Bitcoin wallet, like what is the easiest way to do that minus referring me to a website? Can you articulate to me what I should do?
Send an email to rich@electnobody.com. I'll take care of you.
That's one way
to
do it.
That's the easiest way.
There are a bunch of websites that'll do it. The wallets themselves, many of them have methods within them that you can do it via a credit card or a debit card or something like that. There's people like Nobody you can send cash through the mail to and do it that way, or other online services like PayPal or whatever. So there's a variety of different ways.
You can't send me PayPal. PayPal clothes make out.
That's true. There are a variety of ways to do this, but just real fast, I wanted to say a little bit more about the difference between these cards out there. So the Uphold.com card allows you to hold a balance in the cryptocurrency itself. So you can hold your balance in Bitcoin and spend directly out of that. So that means that at the time that you make the purchase, it deducts the appropriate amount of Bitcoin from your Bitcoin account.
Yeah.
And then, the merchant gets dollars in their account.
I find that preferable because, while I'm right now with Bitcoin climbing, mm-hmm. I don't want to spend a bunch of time turning crypto into USDs every time I want to make a transaction.
Yeah.
So it's just a lot easier for me to turn my crypto into USDs at the time that I make a purchase.
But let's address your other question, Vernon. Your concern was with stability, and we all know that Bitcoin is not a particularly stable thing.
And real quick, before we run out of time on this segment, are these debit cards part of the Visa or MasterCard network?
They are. Mm-hmm. They are indeed.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Yeah, so stability is a concern for you. Now, obviously, if Bitcoin's going up, you're probably going to want to ride that, but you never know when it's going to go down again, right? So if you want to stay in what's something that you consider to be stable, you mentioned dollars. Now, we know dollars actually lose value over time because the Federal Reserve keeps printing them, but if that's what you consider to be stable, there are what they call stable coins, where you can actually have cryptocurrency tokens that are backed by dollars or backed by gold, as nobody suggested earlier. Now, again, gold goes up, it goes down, but not as widely, as crazily usually as cryptocurrency.
Yeah, gold is much more stable, which means less profitable when it's going up, but less costly when it's going down.
And one of the neat things about that Uphold card is they have a gold-backed crypto account on Uphold, so you can actually have a debit card paid out of a gold-backed crypto, which is pretty neat. So, thanks, Vernon, for the call. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring us anything you want. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, you got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Also, still to come, door-to-door public survey in Texas. They'll also be collecting your blood samples. Or they'll try, at least. We'll see how that works
Somebody's
out.
Somebody's going to be collecting somebody's blood samples, but who's who is remains to be seen.
Yeah, we go to your calls, your thoughts. But first, I do want to tell you about Intercoin. Communities issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions and remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting the other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins. Each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So we go back to your calls and thoughts. Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee, watching us on our DLive stream at DLive.LRN.FM. Hello, Gene.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. That's the sound of a time bomb. And the time bomb is called Tick Tock.
Really?
So. Yeah, I think it's, I think it's pretty certain that apps and social media are using AI to shape the feed that's sent to the user. I think we see it all the time in YouTube and Google ads and stuff. And
all prices are set by AI.
But where it's getting scary is the AI is being used to actually change the thinking of groups of people. Most of the users of TikTok are young, and guess who's controlling the AI behind TikTok?
The Chinese government.
You guessed it. Now, of course, I know something about the Chinese government. Been going to China for 26 years and got a little bit of knowledge about
it. You might want to reconsider that, given some of the things that you say. They don't cotton to criticism.
Yeah, well, I don't
things
really
have changed with the Chinese government relatively recently, haven't they?
Yes, and you'll notice that 2020 has just been a crazy, crazy year. And I think some of that is due to the CCP or the Chinese Communist Party. They're without a doubt.
Are you saying it's no coincidence that the COVID turned up in the shadow of their one and only bioweapons lab?
Yeah, I don't think there's a coincidence. But
I don't think so either.
The young minds are definitely being shaped and influenced in ways that we couldn't imagine. In the recent past. And the CCP has the largest database of AI information, because AI is based on data, and you got to have a large database in order to make your AI accurate. And they have over 1 billion people that are using their Chinese apps, and they're all basically forced to use them because they can't use outside apps. You know, they have to use the ones that are in China. So the link between TikTok and the CCP is very, very dangerous. I mean, I don't want to sound like Donald Trump here, but I've seen what these things can do, and I've seen what the CCP can do, and I'm very concerned. And they also throw their influence into our education system. You know, all the higher education, CCP is putting a lot of money into our colleges and universities, trying to shape what's being said and what's being taught, and they have been successful.
The American government is doing the same thing, which is equally frightening.
Well, the American government at least purports something like free markets. I mean, they aren't in fact.
What are they talking about?
When did that start? Because
they don't advocate that in their government schools.
They purport something like free markets, whereas the Chinese Communist Party comes right out and says, communism with no fear at all.
Well, the thing is, the American government says capitalism but does communism, and the Chinese government, to some extent, they do capitalism better than the American government
They used to do capitalism better. That was during a period of time from, say, 2004 to 2017 or so. They did a very good job. But then, since Xi took over, he has been, and I don't mean Xi, Xi Xi, since he took over, he's been reining in the capitalism and reimposing communist hardline tactics.
Unfortunate, because that will lead to disaster.
Not to mention what he's done is also brought to made deals with the hardline militants that are in the control of the military in China, because there was always kind of this pull back and forth between let's make money and let's shore up our defenses and get Taiwan and Macau and Hong Kong back. But
guns versus butter.
At this point, they're both on the same side, and that side is terrifying.
But I do want to stress this point that if we allow the CCP to control apps on our phones, I mean, I don't know that we can disallow it, but what I'm saying is that if we don't go into it with open eyes, you know, people that innocently use TikTok, they're not realizing what's going on, what's behind it. So I think there needs to be a better avenue of getting this information out in front of people to tell them that, yes, TikTok's there, it's a lot of fun, blah, 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 but you're also going to be subject to propaganda from the CCP, and they may do it in such a way that you don't even realize.
I've already talked to my son about TikTok, and I said it's my recommendation, you know, that this app is run by the Chinese government, and these people are terrifying. They're selling people's organs while they're still alive, cutting them out of their bodies, and I scared the heck out of him by telling him the truth about what I believe about the Chinese Communist Party.
You want to keep your liver, son? Right. Put that down.
And I just, you know, hey, look, there's all kinds of social media that we can talk about you using, but TikTok, I would prefer you just never put on any of your devices.
Well, the Chinese government is definitely not benign, but the only government that's done me any harm is the American government.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that, buddy. And
I'm not
been a lot
scared
of
the Chinese government.
Yeah, there's been a lot of concern coming from Mark specifically about the Chinese government and like comparing it to the U.S. government and acting like the U.S. government is so great.
Well, I'd be scared, too, if I was living that close to China. That's why I'm not.
And concern from me, I've spent a lot of time over there, and I've seen their influence creeping into our country. So, yes, they're way over there on the other side of the planet, but they're not staying there. They're creeping into our internet, and they're influencing our actions and our thought, and that's what scares me.
I guess the way I see it is every social media platform, every platform that you go to is used by somebody, is owned by somebody, is operated by somebody, and that somebody is going to be using that power to manipulate you, even if they didn't think that's what they were going to do when they started.
Yeah, I suspect the worst communist indoctrination is actually coming from the U.S. government schools and not some silly videos on TikTok. Thanks for the call, Gene. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The rising number of coronavirus cases across the country has health officials worriedly looking for ways to contain the spread, especially with the upcoming holidays. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is asking people to make some sacrifices in their Thanksgiving celebrations. He tells CNN that taking a few steps could help keep infections out of your holidays.
Wear your face coverings, because I want to make sure, even if we make sacrifices this Thanksgiving and Christmas, those sacrifices are for a reason, so that everybody you want to be with will be here for next Thanksgiving.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot had a similar message for her city Thursday, asking residents to stay home as much as possible and cancel Thanksgiving plans. The U.S. set another record high number of new cases on Wednesday, with more than 140,000 recorded. It was the ninth straight day that new cases topped 100,000. This is USA Radio News. Americans are dipping into their retirement funds to help stay afloat today. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
The average American reportedly has been dipping into their retirement funds to stay afloat in these tough times. The typical investor pulled out $12,000, CNBC reported, citing company data. About 4.5%, or 187,000 investors of Vanguard 401ks, took a distribution. A coronavirus distribution is available to about 4.2 million 401k customers. The CARES Act allows 401ks and other retirement savers to withdraw up to $100,000 through December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Jobless claims fell for the fourth straight week. New numbers from the Labor Department showed 709,000 new jobless claims last week, down nearly 50,000 from a week before. While the falling rate shows continued improvement in the labor market, there are still more than 21 million Americans receiving some form of unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want here. We got time for you. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up in the summertime of 2021, June 28th through July 4th, it's ForkFest 2021, and you know, it's going to be here before you know it. It's already in not quite 6 months away, but we're getting there. So start making your plans. Mark your calendar, June 28th through July 4th. Come on out to Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, where, presuming you have the freedom to actually travel to New Hampshire by the time the summertime comes around, you'll be able to enjoy a decentralized libertarian camping festival where you get to hang out with some cool liberty-minded folks. And you can create whatever you want. Maybe you, you know, want to put on a show for people. Maybe you want to put a game night together or a poker table or something like that. Whatever you want to do, you can do it over at ForkFest. You just have to follow the very few rules that the campground has, because there's no organizers of ForkFest. That means there's no official schedule. It's just whatever the people that attend want to create for the other people attending. So you decide. Go to ForkFest.party, and you can learn more about the event. That is an unofficial website, because there's nothing official when it comes to ForkFest. ForkFest.party also has links to the ForkFest chat room on Telegram and the ForkFest forum. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, David is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening, Ian. Nobody. Is Mark there?
He's here.
I am here.
Before I get into my point, gentlemen, just wonder what the status is with Aria running for sheriff there in New Hampshire.
She didn't win.
Was was it a blowout win? Because it sounded like the sheriff been there for a number of years.
The sheriff did blow out Arya. Yes.
Yeah, like
well,
80.
I mean, Arya 75. put forward an amazing performance for a libertarian. She got 20% of the vote, which is...
It's actually a fairly poor performance for a libertarian in a two-way, what was basically a two-way race. I mean, if you were a libertarian in a two-way race, you should be getting...
a three-way race.
Yeah, but it was a write-in, so it wasn't officially a three-way race. But
it was a write-in with the support of the party.
True. The write-in candidate still didn't do very well.
Independent, 20% is a big number.
Yeah, but she was running as a Republican. Hold on. She was running as a Republican. Okay,
but it's
so
a big number for a Republican in Keene.
Yeah,
but
it doesn't achieve anything.
A liberal stronghold.
It doesn't achieve anything. If a libertarian gets 20%, then usually that's ballot status. It's meaningful. It gets you into a debate the next go around. Yeah. This didn't do anything because she ran as a Republican.
That's correct. And she did poorly compared to the previous Republican who ran in that slot that got, 45% or whatever. However, the point of the point of her candidacy wasn't necessarily to win as much as it was to get attention for her ideas of freedom, and that
and
was
to
a
get
tremendous
people
success.
To pay attention to and take responsibility for their own votes, because she pointed out over and over again, "Hey, Republicans, you voted for me en masse."
Yeah, so it was a successful campaign from an outreach perspective.
And I think that's right. And to draw the attention to the liberty part of it. Now, have you been following Detroit politics and the election, you guys?
I don't pay any attention to Detroit.
I've got a live update
from Michigan.
All right.
So Whitmer did a press conference. That's her.
That's the governor.
Did she get reelected?
Yes. With her team of experts. And today at 3:30 or 3 o'clock or so, we suggest, because a Michigan Supreme Court struck her down with her orders back in the spring, we suggest you do the math. We suggest you don't do a Thanksgiving. We suggest that you don't do it. Now, where does that come into as far as the libertarian perspective versus hardcore leftist Democrat like she is? You mentioned China a few minutes ago. The actions in Hong Kong. Heck, I think it's drifting right over here to our heartland. I'm getting a little tired of it. Suggestions?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
I don't know if it's more of a question, but a statement. I mean, how far is the leftist communist playbook land right in our heartland?
Oh, well, I mean, we know that the communists have been invading the United States for decades, and they've always had a long time plot to take over the institutions, and they've
McCarthy
done a fairly
was a red.
They've done a fairly good job of taking over. I mean, they own the education system
way back
almost
in,
top to bottom.
Way back in March,
not to mention the media.
I recall having said that this whole COVID thing is quickly becoming a political football, and I was immediately berated by people on Facebook whom I knew were Democrats. The Republicans.
You're late to the party. I got berated by both sides.
I didn't at that time. I only got berated just for saying it has become a political football. You pulled off our mask. If it wasn't for those darn kids, right? Like, that was what it was all about. And like, I got unfriended by a longtime friend of both of ours, Ian, over simply saying that.
Wow. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Dennis wanted to shoot a gun over our heads at the 420 rally.
Oh, yeah. Former listener of Free Talk Lives was calling people, manslaughterer for going without a mask to a rally.
Mad bastard.
And he ran as a Democrat. Is that right?
Maybe.
I believe so.
I think he supports the Democrats.
No, I believe he ran as a Democrat.
Could very well be. So, Harris County, Texas, Houston, reporting from click2houston.com, Harris County Public Health will conduct a survey to continue studies on the COVID-19 pandemic. Yes, representatives with HCPH will go door-to-door to randomly selected homes throughout the county, collecting blood samples to determine the presence of COVID-19.
Somebody's getting somebody's blood.
They're going to go to random doors,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to ask for blood samples.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I can't believe it.
It shows a photo here, or I guess this is actually video footage, of a woman standing outside of a pair of doors with two Harris County Public Health bureaucrats wearing, you know, like neon construction yellow vests.
You could do anything if you wear those those vests.
They got clipboards, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, if you carry a clipboard, that's a great way to get in.
Vest plus clipboard. I mean, it's like a 1-2
and
punch.
Just look like you know where you're going.
Right.
Hi, ma'am. We're coming around to ask a few questions and maybe get some blood
from you. We'll just need your blood sample. Go ahead and stick your arm out. Okay, we're just going to take it right here.
I'm going to have to ask you for a blood sample now, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask you for an equal exchange.
So what they what we're joking about here is tone and delivery amongst the government. The government cannot come to your door and ask you for and demand blood from you.
Mm.
At least, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, they can. They just shoot you in the face.
They could do that. And they get
and there all, will be blood.
And they all, in all likelihood, would get away with it. But
they do on a regular basis.
That they do.
I mean, they don't shoot me in the face on a regular basis.
But what they'll do is they'll try to get compliance from you by saying things like, I'm going to have to ask you for...
That's the police line. That's the one where the cops will say, I'm going to have to ask to search your car.
You don't have to do doodly-boo.
Step out of the car. I'm going to have to ask you if I can search your car now.
Right.
Right. So they can ask. They can demand that you step out of the car for whatever reason. I don't know why.
Officer safety.
Yeah. But they can't just go ahead and make you make it so that you know they can't just demand to search your car.
They need your consent.
They can demand it
unless they have probable cause that you're hiding something or whatever. So if they're asking, if they have to ask, that means they don't have the probable cause to search. So they have to ask, and that's not the same way as actually asking somebody, but it's an intimidating way, especially if they've got a gun, that once makes it sound like you have to comply.
Once they start talking about searching the car, that's when the camera should definitely come out.
It should have come out before that.
It should have, but you should definitely have it out. You should definitely be saying, I'm refusing this search. Yep. And if you go on with it, you're just doing it because you're doing it. I haven't given you permission. Isn't that so, officer? I have not given you permission.
Mm-hmm.
Search my car. Get over there on the other side of the car. What if they'll do
those
whatever
are
they
good
want.
Suggestions. More coming
be
up here.
Filming.
In moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. We'll tell you more about these blood draws coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you dial now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And nobody.
And Mark.
We will continue. Of course, if you've got calls, you want to join us, you're welcome to. You can bring up anything you want.
I had a couple things I wanted to pitch real quick.
Okay.
So long as we're on here. There's a couple of groups forming that are both loosely centered around in different ways on the idea that when things go bad, neighbors need to help neighbors. You need to help the people who are close to you. Hmm. Of course, we got a strong sense of that up here in New Hampshire, but wherever you are, I would suggest checking out the there's a website at peoplesrights.org. And there's another one at freedomcells.org. And I would suggest that you check out either or both of those. And if you're inclined toward either organization, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I expect that things are about to get crazy. So it's good to know some people who are well-armed, like-minded, and in your area.
So these are groups of individuals, according to peoplesrights.org. They say they have more than 37,000 people already, 340 people joining every day on average, and are joining together to assist each other in securing their rights. So who will you call when your rights are threatened? You will call your neighbors, which sounds a lot like Cell 411. might be involved in something like
that. I'm hoping to, I'm going to pitch it to both of those organizations as a way to stay in touch with local people. And I was just thinking that, you know, the two organizations are structured differently, and so they might be interested in having different forms of the software. But there's all kinds of once you got everything working, the software can be customized to what various communities need from it.
Yep, and we are getting things working in the background, hopefully with a new release coming sometime this month, if all goes well.
I'm hoping. I ended up breaking down, switching out two more libraries yesterday because they were just too outdated. But it's getting there.
We're freshening things up behind the scenes on Cell 411. It'll probably be the first release that software has had in a couple of years. I don't know when the last one was, but it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. It fell down off the App Store for a while. So sad. But it's going to be nice. I think it's going to roar back. I think people are going to be
very happy with it when they see
the cleaned up version.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So, you know, you might want to send one of these notices out once the blood-drawing bureaucrats come to your door. HCPH, if you're in Harris County, Texas. And this may be something you'll see elsewhere, right? Just because they're doing it in Harris County doesn't mean they're not going to try it in Oklahoma or, you know, California or wherever. So they say representatives will go door to door to randomly selected homes throughout the county collecting blood samples to determine the presence of COVID-19 antibodies. Official bureaucrats said, quote, in an effort to better understand how many people in Harris County may have already been infected with COVID-19, officials with Harris County Public Health, HCPH, will be conducting a survey of randomly selected homes. The survey will identify people infected in the past with COVID-19 by the presence of antibodies, proteins in the body's immune system makes to fight infections. County residents agreeing to participate in the survey will be tested for the presence of these antibodies.
And
unquote.
Will they be courteously not shot? Is that your payoff for participating?
Probably won't be shot right
don't shoot you?
Then. They will likely, if you test positive for COVID, then they will probably set these teams on you, what they call the contact tracers, who then will get into all your business and demand to know things about you, like where you go and who you hang around and who you had dinner with last week or whatever.
Better show up with a warrant showing probable cause that I've committed a crime if you want some information from me.
Well, I can't believe they're walking around.
And, of course, if I have committed a crime, then I have the right to remain silent.
Right.
I can't believe they're walking around with the audacity of asking Americans for their blood at the door.
That's what's happening. Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Presumably, they'll take the blood at the door as well, unless you let them in.
I bet you people will give it to them, too.
Yeah, I bet they will.
I bet you they get at least 50% compliance.
That would be interesting to see those numbers.
At least.
Yeah.
Because people will be like,
bachelors.
Oh, you want? Well, it's likely the bachelors won't even get up to get out to open the door. It'll probably be the whoever's at home during the day.
No. He said send bachelors, suggesting that they might be killed.
Send people who aren't going to be missed by their wives.
I see. I don't think so. I mean, you know, maybe.
Most people are probably not going to shoot these bureaucrats, and I would say that would be an overreaction.
If they're just asking, no, but if somebody comes and jabs a needle in my arm,
there
I'm
going
to do my best to jam a needle in their eye.
There you go. So that's what's happening in Houston. They say, quote, participants will be asked to provide answers.
The thing is, Rich, if they get compliance, I mean, do you have a prediction on the level of compliance?
From me? None.
No, I understand from you. Right. That's not a prediction.
That's a prediction.
All right. I suggested that they would get more than 50% compliance. Do you think that is an outrageous prediction?
It depends on how they approach. It depends on, I don't know. Yeah, I think it depends on what area they're in.
Well, they're going to get better at getting compliance as they do it more often. Because
they'll get better at making decisions about how to spend their time. It remains to be seen.
Oh, they're getting paid. This is the problem with governments, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you couldn't pay me to do.
Well,
and one of them is go out doing random blood draws.
There's 350 million Americans. They can pay one of them to do it, believe me. And they've got your money to pay them. So
they don't have my money.
Yes, they do. you're paying taxes somehow.
Not to the federal government.
This is a state government thing, so this is
it's county.
County?
Harris County.
Yeah, so you're not getting out of this at all.
I'm not paying Harris County taxes anything.
I understand you're not, but the people in Harris County are.
Well, they could get out of Harris County.
They could leave Harris
Sounds
County,
like
but Harris County will be successful at this because not enough people will leave, and they will go ahead and get probably 50% compliance, and if they only get 25% compliance, then all they need to do is hit twice as many doors in order to get the number that they're looking for, because this is just a random test to find out about COVID. This will be successful.
I saw a few ranchers and a bunch of motley militiamen stand up to the U.S. government and win a few years ago. So I don't make predictions anymore.
That's Ammon Bundy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was one of the founders of the organization you were talking about earlier?
The People's Rights Organization. Actually, I didn't mention that, did I?
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Ammon Bundy is working on the one, and John Bush is working on the
Freedom Cells. FreedomCells.org. You said.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what their roles are.
Longtime listeners will recognize both of those names. John Bush has been a many-time guest here on Free Talk Live. We've never spoken with Ammon Bundy, I don't think.
I've been trying.
We've talked to
quite
the
a while, too.
Really? Which Bundy did we talk to?
I thought we had...
Do we have some brother or something on?
Yeah, I thought we did.
I don't remember. Maybe we did. Maybe
well,
we did
Ammon
have him on.
Has, like, two brothers.
Yeah, I think we...
If you got his phone number, I need it.
It's hard to have been on the air for 20 years and remember everybody you've talked to.
Well, I mean, we haven't even had that many guests. We've only had, like, you know, 50 or something over all the years.
Yeah, that's not even accurate. I mean, we go to conventions. We have 50 guests in a convention.
Well, okay, I'm excluding the
I know.
The
you can't
coverage.
Exclude the people we've talked to as guests.
Ryan Bundy. I'm looking at our guest page.
Oh, okay.
Page.
That was one of the other brothers.
Yeah, we had Ryan Bundy on the show.
Yeah, Cliven Bundy was the...
That was the dad.
Was the dad.
Yeah.
And he got a bad rap. They accused him of saying some racist things. And if you listen
and
to
it wasn't
not racist at all. He said that, you know, black people have been abused by the federal government, which, well...
It's true.
Yeah.
True fact. Which is why they should be turning against the state. And real quick headline here.
The federal government's the only surviving slave owner.
Since we were talking about Bitcoin earlier, this is a scary bit of news. Blockchain analytics platform Blockseer, according to Cointelegraph, has launched the private beta version of a new Bitcoin mining pool that censors transactions from blacklisted wallets. So you now have the beginnings of a mining pool that is going to look at all of the transactions in the pool, and even if you're paying a high fee, if you're coming from a blacklisted or going to a so-called blacklisted address, so let's say that, you know, somehow the Silk Road was still around and you found out what the wallet was, they'd put that on this list, they would prohibit the transaction from being mined into their blocks. Now, that wouldn't mean that the other miners would do the same thing, but in theory, in the future, if the governments get more sway over this, then we'll see more miners doing these blacklistings, which is very scary.
Well, it's not obvious, though, that the government would be able to control enough of the miners to make a difference. And basically, even if they did, you can always, as another miner, you can always hard fork the coin by holding the first block that you disagree on.
Out of time. But if you want to talk more about things like hard forks, then join Nobody for Nobody Tells the Truth tomorrow night, 10:30 Eastern Time.
Nobody wants to talk about that stuff.
At dlive.lrn.fm. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.